Now, to mark the 25th anniversary of Casula Powerhouse, this Saturday, the Arts Centre is going to launch its One Past Liverpool exhibition. New work is going to be showcased from a group of artists under the age of 25, alongside projects from the past to show the link between past, present and future. On the line with us now, we are joined by one of the curators for the project, Casula Powerhouse's Luke Latornu. Luke, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
So tell me the meaning behind the name One Past Liverpool.
Well, it's a bit of a funny one. There was a radio interview, talkback radio interview with John Marsden, who was a local lawyer, but he was on a board of a bunch of arts organisations in Western Sydney. And he was talking about how Casula Powerhouse, the land that we sit on, in the period between it being a power station and being an art centre, it sat for about 18 years. It was vacant. Well, so you would seem would be vacant. But actually people would come and hang out in the kind of the parklands around the power station, the abandoned power station, and do some interesting things. They'd meet each other and, hang out around around the area, and they would sort of say to each other, I'll meet you one past Liverpool. So the One Past Liverpool train station is Casula train station. So it kind of gestures towards this idea that there has always been a life here on this Casula parkland. But, you know, for 25 years it was a power station. For 18 years it lay dormant. For 25 years from the weekend it'll be an art centre. It will have been an art centre. So, yeah, the meaning behind the title is just sort of a bit of a gesture towards the many different uses of this site from, you know, above board and otherwise.
It's always the otherwise that's the interesting part of history, I find. I know there's a really strong link between past and present in this collaboration, stretching over, you know, the 25-year milestone for you guys. Why was that so important to include?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a birthday, and birthdays kind of really mean something to the Arts Centre. It doesn't really mean anything to our audience or our community. So we didn't want to do like a big meaningless birthday. We wanted to actually use it as an opportunity to be a bit productive and to provide an opportunity for sharing. So what we've done is we've invited artists who are aged under 25, people who have sort of grown up and born in the 25 years since we've been an art centre. And we brought them into the fold a little bit. We opened up our archives. We let them sort of run wild through our collection. And we also introduced them to people who work here now, but also the people who have worked here in the 25 years since Casula Powerhouse has been around. So they met with people like John Kirkman, Lisa Havila, Maud Page. These are people who have quite important careers in the arts and are quite influential and have made quite a mark on Casula, but also the broader arts community. So it was a really generous of them to sort of come in and talk to these artists about their projects and what Casula meant to them and where Casula fit in their career, and also to inspire them to think a little bit more about how you work in a place and how you connect to a place and what a place means beyond beyond what you would expect. So a lot of these artists who are under 25 have really expanded what it means to connect to place and really have thought about human lives that have activated this site in the entire history, but also the non-human lives, and to thought about the natural parklands, the beautiful parklands that we sit on, and thinking about the life that is there and how you celebrate that life and how you celebrate the human life and how you celebrate the lives of the building. So it's been a really, you know, interesting, productive process of young artists being inspired and really making work about Casula for Casula that will be exhibited for this exhibition.
And so there's, a lot of looking back at the last 25 years, like you said, you know, sort of birthday celebrations. Looking forward, I guess, for the next 25 years and even beyond, what I suppose, is the Arts House looking to keep continuing doing into the future?
Well, I think these kind of projects where we invite artists into the centre, we share their skills and we create community environments for people to develop their ideas and to develop work for the space that is uniquely for the space. It's something that we as an art centre are continuing to do. But also, just in the sharing and the collaboration with the art centre as a whole. So some of these artists, they've collaborated with each other and they've collaborated with curators and theatre performers. But they've also worked with all of the people that work at Casula. So one of the artists, Anna May Kirk, she's actually developed a perfume, the perfume of Casula Powerhouse. And it's a, and she's kind of thought very intellectually about the kind of plant life that would have grown here a million years ago, the kind of plant life that grows here now, the kind of plant life that will grow here in the future as a consequence of the changing climate that we're experiencing. But to sort of develop this perfume, she actually worked with our gardener and our caretaker. So, you know, we have amazing resources here, and we also have people with interesting skills. So being able to sort of introduce artists to people who work, you know, alongside the arts, but also, you know, skewed in a different direction, like the gardener, the caretaker, is something that's really amazing about this art center, and something that there's so much opportunity in that, which is something that's really put on display in this exhibition.
Well, just before I let you go, Luke, where can we check it out?
So the exhibition launches this Saturday, the 28th, at Casula Powerhouse. It features about 40 artists from our collection, from our history, and 10 artists, the emerging artists, the artists under 25. And then on the 26th of October, we're also doing a performance event. So this is our actual birthday. So it's called Tears for 25 Years. Then it will feature four performances that have been developed through the process, and also some toasts by some mystery guests who will reflect on Casula Powerhouse's history and their and its place in the art scene. And we also have we're also going to have a talent contest from five on that day. So on the 26th of October, from 3 to 7 p.m. is a performance event and talent contest. So we're opening it up to the whole community. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it's all on, Luke. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
That was curator Luke Latournau on the upcoming Casula Powerhouse exhibition, One Past Liverpool. We'll pop some links for you up on the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.